You know, in a time of need, you know, throughout history, it seemed like that we always, when we had problems great, that we turned to God. But now it seems like we're going the opposite way, which that's what the Word teaches us that Amen. Will happen. And it just, we need a lot of prayer. We need a lot of dedication unto God to be able to see a change. I know it's even hard. You know, I have problems, you know, the same way. You know, it just seems like everything gets in the way of serving Him. And we just need to get freed from this world. If no one else has anything, we'll go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we love You and we give You praise this morning, Lord God. Father, as we come before You, Lord God, we pray for these lost loved ones, Lord God. Lord, we pray for this world, our nation, Lord God, as we come before You, Lord Jesus, and just ask You, Lord, that You would be with us, Lord. And Father, that the things that we have need of, Lord God, we know that You supply them. Lord, but what we have need of is, Lord, You to be closer to us. Father, for we love You and we give You praise, Lord. And we just ask You, Father, that You would be, Lord, our Father. Lord, our provider. Lord, each and everything that we have need of, Lord God, we pray, Father God, that You would be with us. And, Lord, that You would put Your blessings upon us in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, this week's lesson says, freed from worry. I'm sure everyone here can raise their hand and say that they did not worry a bit all week. There was not one thing to come into your mind that you had worry of. Right? Everyone can do that, right? Yeah. I thought about that and I thought, wow, I've missed out on Monday. I mean, you know, I didn't even wait till the end of the week and mine started off that way. And you know, that's the way this world is today. We have no freedom from the cares of the world. You know, back in the days when this was written in Matthew's day, you know, people had to work all day in the gardens and providing the food. When they wanted clothes, they didn't go to the store. They went and sheared the sheep, made the linen. That's what it took to get a shirt. And you know, today, you know, as we go and see things, you know, a lot of times in today's world, you know, they might have spent a day or two or three, however long it took to make a shirt. It may take some of us that long to decide which one we're going to wear. Because we have a plenty. We have been blessed so much of God. We've been blessed to so much that, you know, reminds me so much of the time that I read, you know, in Jeremiah's day. When the people had so much, they didn't believe they needed God anymore. They didn't need His blessings. And, you know, so many times today I see the same thing. Yeah. We don't need God anymore. The government will supply us with money, doesn't they? They supply us with food. But they want you to believe that you depend on them. They don't want you to depend on God. And you know, to be freed from worry, you know, I think Jeremiah in chapter 2, verse 13, he said, "My people have committed two evils. They have forsaken Me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed then out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water." And you know, I see so many times today that that's what's happening in this world today. Yeah. We don't need the living water no longer. We have dug our own wells. We have packed our supply shelters full of food. We've done everything that we need, that we no longer need God. You know, I don't need You, God, to do these things. We have it. But you know, He wants us to always depend on Him in the time of plenty and in the time of need. Because you know, I can go out and plant and I know that I can bring forth food. And You know, we think that we do it. We don't. That plant, believe me, can wither away and nothing will come on it. And you know, that's the way it is in this world today. We don't feel that need. It's not the need of worry that we have, because the world today has become probably a multi-billion dollar industry of counselors trying to take care of your anxiety, trying to take care of your worry, trying to take care of everything that comes upon you. Because I can take care of that for you. But we'd have not this nation telling us, you need to turn to God, to put your cares upon Him, that He shall take care of them. Well, I don't trust that the Lord to do these things, you know. Well, He might not give us every desire of our heart, but His promises says, I'll take care of your needs. And you know, sometimes we get aggravated to God because, well, my need, Lord, is just a little greater than everybody else's. I want this. And if you ain't going to give it to me, you know, I'm going to turn to the world, because it will. You have not supplied what I have wanted. You only supplied what I needed. And you know, then we get to a place that our cistern is dry. Because we come to a place that money becomes an issue in the world today. You know, I think so many people worry about the money. Where are you going to get this? Where are you going to get the money to do that? There's so many things. And it's because that we put ourselves into a time of want and not in a time of serving God. And, you know, we bring forth this because, you know, the word from the beginning said we didn't have to worry, to cast all your cares upon on God. But you know, we didn't do that, did we? And then we look today and we try to figure out, well, why is this world in the shape that it's in? Why is things the way they are? Is it because, as we have learned even with our own parents, that we don't listen sometimes to good advice? To the things that He has taught us.
Amen.
He said, if you do these things, He said, you will be freed of worry. If you do these things, you will be freed of the cares of this world. You know, He said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, said, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, where you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body. What ye shall put on is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment. You know, so many times we have forgot that, haven't we? We have forgot that what we need is not the food. What we need is not the things of this world. What we need is more of God.
Amen.
You know, He didn't want us to quit working. He didn't want us, because the Word teaches us to work. It says that if you don't work, you shall not eat. In Adam's day, He put Adam to work to tend to the garden, to take care of the garden. But you know, what He wanted you to learn is not that when you work in these gardens, it's not that you that are supplying these things. What He wanted you to learn is that He supplied all things. And you know, as we find these things, we find it that it's so easy. Anything I want, I can go get in a matter, well, used to. Things are getting harder and harder to get all the time now. But used to, you could just walk to any store and get probably about anything you could imagine. You know, I wonder sometimes in my job, I do a lot of ordering and things, and I see things now in the last 6 months, things you would never think of that you just can't get. Where are we going? Where is this nation going? Is it going to be to the time? Because it says in the end times, even food would be harder and harder to get.
Yes.
They hack everything that you can think of. They've hacked computers that change the flow of food. They change the flow of gasoline. And in return, that changes your life. Because you pay more, you do more. And it makes you worry more. Where am I going to get the money to get this? Where am I going to get the food to feed my children? And what God's saying is, I don't want you worrying about that. I can provide that as I did in the wilderness for the children. If you will put your trust in me. And it's hard. It's so hard. Because we get into a place in our life of just knowing that everything that we do, we can take care of. I don't need to worry. I don't need your help. I can take care of it. I got this. That's an easy saying, isn't it? But the very time that we have, that when something goes wrong, what do we do? Do we turn to God? A lot of times we don't, unless it's something major, life-threatening, or someone that we know has a life-threatening moment. We turn to God. You know, I think God, what He wanted us to do was turn to Him in the time of riches and not in the time of need. He wanted us to be there in a time of need, depending on Him. But that's not when He wanted us to only talk to Him. He wants us to learn and to teach as a nation that everything that we have, our country is such a blessed country. To be so young and to be so prosperous and then the head of all countries. But what have we done? We know that it came from God, that we were blessed. But yet, we're getting to be a country that looks at God as being something that we're... Now, we don't believe in God no more. We don't believe that we need Him. And we just soon, everyone who does believe Him, you know, I wish you would go to another country again. Because we believe all the things that Satan has given us is better than what God can give us. You know, we have seen what's right go wrong to wrong and what's wrong go to right.
Yes.
Just as the Word has taught us. What's it do? It gives people the worry. The very thing that God said that I can free you of all these things. But yet, what do we do? Do we change our lives? Do we change our lifestyles? So many times we have learned into our nature that we want God to change to what we're doing.
Amen.
Not what for us to change what we're doing to what how God wants us to be.
Amen.
He said, "Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they?" You know, as I was reading this and just meditating upon it, you know, you think about the birds and the things. You know, they done what they were supposed to, didn't they? They, in a time of when there's berries and seeds and all that, what do? They store up. Because God provided. But yet, we don't even think about it. And what we sometimes don't store up, is that what we need of God?
Yes.
You know, quite a few years ago, the Lord told me, He said, you know, it's time to be rooted and grounded.
Yes.
And you know, to me, that's kind of like storing up because I've got to have something I can draw from. You know, I learned over the years that when plants and things are done, the ones who live in real high heat and everything, they have a real long taproot that goes down. And, you know, they don't get the heat, the drought, the different things don't affect them like the ones that are on top. Because the ones on top, In a real hot day, they'll wither to nothing. But those ones who have that tap root that go way down, they can withstand. And you know, that's what God wants us to be today. He wants us to have that tap root in Him that when things come against us, we've got something to draw from.
Yeah.
We've got to draw from the living water that Jeremiah spoke of. We've got to have our lifeline. And then we won't worry. You know, as the fowls of the air, you know, they know. But yet, you know, we are so much more intelligent that we don't. How is that? That we as people who believe in God, and it's not so much, I don't think, the godly people, but this world that is changing the way we live, believe that, oh, it just, everything's there. You know, I don't, the shirt, nobody, I mean, it just was, I mean, they made it, you know, and it was at the store when I needed it. But in Jeremiah's day and back in the old days, you know, that's not the way it was. We have different cares than what they did. And, you know, they cared whether they was going to get food, whether they was going to get clothing. We care, how am I going to get money to where I can get more of it? In everything that we do, we look at different things differently, but yet the same, because we cast cares upon ourselves. We cast worry upon ourselves. Oh, Lord, I am so beside myself. I just can't take it. And we wonder why. Why have we come to a place in our lives that we can't take the world? Because we let the world in. He said in 27, he said, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? You know, a cubit is about 18 inches. Back in the day, they would measure from here to here, and that was a cubit. And whether that's meaning that how much there, your stature, how tall you are. I mean, the only thing that we can do, we try to take age off of us, a lot of us do, by dyeing our hair and doing things and making ourselves look younger, right? We try to change, but it doesn't work. But we're not going to tell anybody that. But you know, we can't change the way God has made things.
No, we can't.
We can't change the way that He has set up this world to be. He said, and why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. You know what I feel that Matthew is speaking here, you know. In everything that God gives us, there's such beauty. The sparrows of the air. I mean, if you've ever just set out and watched birds and stuff as they're singing and stuff, it's just amazing of all the things that God has made. But yet we don't appreciate the things so much what God made as what the things that the world made. It's easier to enjoy what He has. But yet we strive after the things that the world makes. In everything that we look at, we think, oh man, if I could just get this. You know, it'd be so great if I had, you know, this here. And then when we get it, we feel discontentment. Oh man, I was hoping I'd feel a lot happier and more joyful, and that I was just going to have what I needed, and I didn't care. You know, I know that everything that I needed was dependent on me getting this, and now I got it, and now I got something else I want. And we have a time in our life that we look and we say, why, God? Why don't I have what everybody else has? Why don't I, Lord, why am I not in better health? Why am I not this? Why am I not that? We spend our life wondering why. And He said, spend your life seeking Me. You know, He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. That's a hard thing to do, isn't it? Even as being a Christian, that's a hard thing to do. You know, I remember when I first became a Christian, everybody said, you know, being a Christian, it's hard. I thought, well, no, it can't be. You know, man, when you become a Christian, everything's great. I found out different.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what I found out? That the hardest thing was me. Convincing myself of doing the things that God said that would make my life easy. Because the world had taught me to do everything else, but yet I wanted to try this. I want to try and see if I can make it just a little bit better than what God did. You know, He only spent a week, you know, making this world, you know. If I spend a month, can you imagine what I can do? Yeah, I can make a mess of a bunch in a month.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do. But yet, sometimes we're like what Satan was trying to convince Eve. You know, if you eat of this tree,
Yeah. You're
going to have more knowledge. More wisdom. You're going to be as a God. Ain't that what we try to do sometimes? We become so wise that we become fools.
Yes, amen.
That we see our lives and think that we can make it to a point that make it so good because we want to go around God. We want to go around the things that He has set up.
Amen.
He said, wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall He not much more clothe ye, O ye of little faith? Can He not give you everything that you need?
Sure.
Can you not be satisfied and content in those things? Can we not look unto the world and say that we have it better instead of us saying unto God, Lord, look what they've got. They've got everything. How come we don't get it, Lord? I think sometimes we've come to a point that we have looked and see the world having more than what we have. And what they don't have, they don't have the love of God.
No.
But what are they seeing it in us? Or are they seeing us searching for what they have? Are we the light? Or are they the light? So many times I ask myself that. You know, where are we in this chain that God has created? Are we the one that people are striving to get to? Are we striving to get to where the people of the world? You know, in the days that Jesus walked, you know, there were so many people just coming unto Him because of all the love, the things that He had. They're still here today. Those same things that He provided for them is here today. The same things that He has set forth, He didn't change. The Word tells us that He's the same yesterday, today,
yes,
and forever. What changed? What changed besides me? Did His love for me change? Did His thought that He would provide less for me now that I can go out and do these things? No. Did he want me to worry more about what the things that the world had to offer than what he had to offer?
No.
Because that's what it becomes. Oh, man, neighbor over got a new car, and they got a new. The other one over got a house. You know, man, we deserve a new house, a new car too. You know, what are we going to do? I mean, why would God give unto them when he didn't give to me? Why are they being blessed, but he didn't bless me? You know, we do so many things worrying about the things of the world and less worrying about the things of God. You know, not that God ever wanted us to worry about the things that he had, because everything that he gave freely.
Yes.
Everything that we can get from him, he gave freely. The knowledge, the wisdom. I don't need that, Lord. I read this word, it doesn't do me nothing. It doesn't do me any good in my daily life. It doesn't help me get a new car. It doesn't help me get a new home. It doesn't help me get new clothes. Or does it? Remember the planting the seed? He brought forth the fruit. He brought forth everything. Everything that I have, if I put my trust in him, he'll bring forth the increase, no matter what it is. As I said back in the days when Jeremiah was speaking and stuff, you know, there wasn't stores that had to close. They had those worries. They had worries. But today we changed what we've done, and we just worry about different things and, you know, what we can do. But we have one thing in common. We serve the same God today as they did in that day. We can set forth an example of what happened to them, because they become into captivity. Have you ever felt sometimes that you have been in captivity? You know, the things of this world, and you know, we just get to a point that I don't feel the freedom. You know, so many times I believe it's the world and the things of this world, and the Creator is not in sync. Because the one who comes who tempts you, he's offering you everything. The same way he did when he set Jesus up on the rock and he said, "See, as far as you can see, all this I'll give unto you if you serve me." How many times has he set you up on the rock and said, "As far as your eye can see, I will give you if you serve me"? And you know, we think of that and say, well, that's never happened. But is it? When you're tempted by the things of this world, and you know, well, I'm going to pray about it, you know. And you don't get the answer. Well, I know God wants me to have it. Or why else would I have thought it? Or why else would this be that way, you know? I know that's what it is. He wants me to have it. And I can't say that he doesn't. But he wants us to have it with his blessing. You know, the food, everything else that we get, as we grow the food and as we get it, even going to the grocery store, he provided every bit of that for you. Because nothing grows without him. I don't care what it is. Whether we grow, we can't not do it without him. Because as we read and the things that we do, the studying that we do, unless he blesses it and puts the knowledge in it, we can't understand. He said, let me run through this real quick. He said, for after these all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You know, that's true, the evil thereof. You know, we need to spend more time seeking after His righteousness and the kingdom of God. And you know, I believe that we will have less worry, because He doesn't want you to worry. He don't want you to have those things that come against us. And you know, I believe that I am my own worst enemy in all of these things that I've spoken of today. Because you know, no one can make me take anything. What comes on me, I do control that. Good day, Pastor.